This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Willie James Inman, he's a White House reporter covering things down in West Palm Beach. That's a tough assignment. Welcome aboard, Willie.
Hi there. Good morning. A tough assignment indeed.
So yesterday, a big meeting between President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. What's the recap of what came out of that particular news conference?
Yeah, well, it seems that perhaps we're closer than we ever have been before. If you read into what President Trump said following this meeting, now he did speak with President Putin of Russia ahead of the meeting. He said he would talk with Putin after the meeting as well. But the president seemingly expressing optimism, essentially saying that there was a major movement towards peace, that he believes both leaders, Zelensky and Putin, are ready for peace. Now, there remain some key sticking points. Security guarantees, in large part Ukraine, Zelensky to be specific, he wants those security guarantees from the West, including the United States, not just for 15 years or so, which was the initial thought, but he wants them for decades, up to 50 years of assistance, he said in a huddle with reporters following his meeting with President Trump. Now, he did also mention that President Trump will consider that, but remember, the president will likely need the support of Congress to be able to give Ukraine more military assistance. You also have the situation with territorial concessions, the Donbas region in Ukraine, the industrial heartland to be exact. Putin has demanded essentially all of the Donbas. That's something that Ukraine has previously said that they would not do. The president of Ukraine, Zelensky, has said that he won't be able to do that, but he has somewhat warmed to the idea of an economic zone or a demilitarized zone in the Donbas region. But he did also mention that they would need a national referendum in Ukraine to be able to move forward with any type of territorial concession. So there's still some sticking points almost there. The president mentioning to reporters after this meeting with Zelensky that it will still take a couple of weeks for things to work out behind the scenes as both sides continue to negotiate, and the Americans being the mediators in this case speak with the Russians and the Ukrainians.
Yeah, the president, well known for the getting things done within 2 weeks pledge, so we'll see on that. Now, would all of this stuff be predicated with a mutual ceasefire?
That is one of the major things that Ukraine has wanted in the past. But remember, Putin previously, during that Alaska summit, essentially saying that he does not favor a ceasefire. The president mentioning that yesterday as well, that essentially what the Russians want here is they want a movement towards peace. They want those concessions. But still, all those details need to be worked out. So in the immediate term, in the near term, before they get to this peace deal, that's not likely to happen. But in large part, if all sides were to agree to this, fighting, of course, would likely stop then and there. But we're still not quite there yet with this 20-point peace plan. It still has to go back to the Russians. So Moscow has to weigh in, and we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But all indications are seemingly positive coming from down here in South Florida, from the president, his winter home. We like to call it his winter White House. He's hosting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel today. So heavily focused on foreign policy and trying to solve these conflicts with Netanyahu today. He's likely going to touch on that Gaza ceasefire plan and moving towards phase two. So a lot of diplomatic shuttling and then a lot of diplomatic back and forth and conversations for the president during his winter holiday down here in South Florida.
Have we seen any reaction from the Western European allies as far as their mm-hmm. continued support of Ukraine, military support in particular?
Yeah, and the president mentioned this in his press conference with reporters yesterday, that the Europeans are heavily involved. In fact, There was a call with several European leaders. The president was on that call, Zelensky as well. He did also say that the European leaders could come to Washington for a summit down the road. So we could see Zelensky, the president, and the European leaders in some type of summit if we move closer to the finalization of that deal. We know that the president wants the Europeans heavily involved in any type of security guarantees. In large part, he said that because of the proximity to Europe, but also because the president, remember, a change and a shift from former President Joe Biden wants to see Europe really bear some of the costs in terms of how much this is costing the United States. In large part, recently, there's been some change in terms of like Europe providing arms and the U.S. selling those arms, replenishing arms to Europe. So we could potentially see some of that down the road. But the Europeans are heavily involved. Zelensky, in fact, he met with Mark Carney, the prime minister, over the weekend, spoke with European leaders as well. So you have the coalition of the willing, the other Western nations involved heavily. And down the road, we could potentially see that meeting and leaders coming together. And I also mentioned, the president mentioned that potentially there could be a trilateral summit with himself, Zelensky, and Putin at the appropriate time. So I don't anticipate that happening unless we're really on the cusp of a deal being agreed to.
That is CBS News White House reporter Willie James Inman. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us this morning on KMOX, and have yourself a happy new year.
Same to you. Thank you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.